When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Don Lloyd, the Senior Vice President of Capital Markets, the Foreign Exchange and Derivatives over at Associated Bank. Don, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
I want to begin the conversation focusing in on China with a real simple question for you. Why is China's central bank shoring up its currency?
Yep, great question, and we have been watching that pretty closely. The Chinese yuan has depreciated or weakened in value, if you will, by about 8% this year against the U.S. dollar. And it's sort of a tale of two cities that are going on there. When you take a look at the United States and you take a look at our monetary policy and our interest rate, term structure of interest rates and what our Federal Reserve, our central bank is doing, you know, they've been tightening interest rates. They've been targeting Fed funds higher. You know, we've seen the 75 basis point move. Now they're talking the next move could be 100 basis points in the U.S. So a 2.25% to 2.5% Fed funds target by the Federal Reserve certainly is going to go up over 3%, maybe even to 3.5%. And keep in mind, Steve, the Fed funds rate in 1980, probably before you were born, but I was certainly alive back then, the Fed funds rate in 1980 was 14.6%. So, you know, if we're sitting just going through 3%, 3.5%, with inflation running the way it is, there could be a lot more room for Fed funds rate to move up to try to curb this inflation thing. So there's a lot of room there. On the other hand, if you take a look at China, their inflation rate is running right at 2%. Their GDP is about 2.5%. Their inflation rate's at 2%. The U.S., we have negative GDP growth, and we have a Fed that is prioritizing price stability / fighting inflation through jacking up interest rates and moving Fed funds rate target higher. So what happens is that interest rate differential between the U.S. and China is moving in favor of the U.S. And China is concerned about capital outflows that could occur from China into those countries that are more higher yielding in returns. That's the number one thing. So what you're seeing is China Central Bank, the People's Bank of China, has sat there and changed their reserve requirements from 8% down to 6%. Now, you know, I don't know. Let's go back to talk about real fast what a reserve foreign reserve requirements really are. Central bank can sit there and hold reserves in any currency they want. So, a lot of people, when you take a look at the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world, you know, that just means that countries, central banks, are comfortable holding U.S. dollars, even though it's not their local currency. And China is the biggest holder of foreign reserves and U.S. dollar reserves. Those are denominated in U.S. dollars. And the central bank has changed that from an 8% holding down to a 6% holding. So the central bank and the banks in China are now free to liquidate or change the denomination of some of their reserves from U.S. dollars, hopefully back to Chinese yuan, to get a purchasing demand for Chinese yuan that will stop this 8% slippage that we've seen. You know, central banks are concerned that their local currency, the currency they trade in, they deal in, it's their local denominated currency, they fear that depreciation almost to the point of insolvency is not a good thing. So they always want to have foreign local currency in hand just in case their local currency depreciates too much, sort of a hedge against their depreciation. So what they're doing is trying to create demand to sit there and stop this Chinese yuan from testing the 7 yuan per U.S. dollar level. That's sort of where we are right now.
Well, one of the good side effects of this is the weakening yuan. It helps make Chinese products more attractive to exporters, right? To us buying stuff cheaply from China.
Yep, and you're absolutely 100% correct. I mean, if you're taking a look at, you know, buying a bicycle in the United States for $50 and buying a bicycle from China for $25 U.S. dollar equivalent in Chinese yuan, you're going to buy from China. But if you take a look at the scenario we see today, you know, what's happening is that the yuan is weakening, which is good for U.S. purchases. But if our GDP is in negative growth and the demand is not there, how does the price change for that bicycle in China from a U.S. dollar perspective? And the great thing about the foreign exchange market is that one of the features and one of the characteristics of the foreign exchange market is that that is the mechanism for that Chinese bicycle price to decline. So if from a U.S. perspective, I can convert dollars to yuan to buy the Chinese bicycle, but my dollars are now purchasing more yuan, technically the price of that bicycle has gone down in my eyes. Now, over in China, it's still $25 U.S. dollars of yuan to buy that bicycle, whatever that is. Okay, that price hasn't changed. But from my perspective, it has. So they're concerned about that. They're seeing, because the Western world, particularly the U.S., is looking at inflationary fears, and we're pushing our interest rates up that are going to cool our economy, the demand for Chinese products is going to go down. That's their fear. So the price is adjusting. The exchange rate is adjusting to reflect that decrease in Chinese yuan price, which is adding pressure to a weakening yuan, forcing that yuan up to towards 7 yuan per dollar from, you know, 690, 680, 650, wherever we were. And that's what they're concerned about, that it's going to start causing capital outflows in China, and they're trying to shore it up. And they're doing it through pulling a bunch of levers, and one of those levers is the foreign currency reserves that banks can hold.
China has become a more complicated place to invest, and I suppose my question for you is, it more attractive place for U.S. investors to put their money or less attractive?
Now, this is where I'm going to sort of probably diverge and be on the other side of the fence from a lot of thinking that's out there. I am not a big bull of China. I am not bullish at all. I probably would not invest my international sector of the money that I personally invest. I probably would not look at China for quite a while for that. I think China sort of run their gambit, if you will. And here's what I mean by that. China's facing a couple big things. One of them is that they're oil dependent. And if you take a look at where they pull their oil from, they've got to cover a lot of ground to ship oil, to import oil into China. A lot of that comes out of the Middle East. And that route is by tanker, you know, around sort of through Indonesia and all of that up into China that way. That's about a 6,000-mile stretch. But most of their oil comes that way, comes by ship. If you disrupt that, that can be very crucial and detrimental to China. So, you know, it's not like China physically sits next to a lot of countries that are producing oil. They've got to import that, and that's a lot of ground they have to cover to ship. That's why they're getting a little friendlier with Russia. Russia's a little bit closer, and they can sit there and import that oil from Russia. But, you know, that's sort of the direction they've got to go. They don't import a lot of oil from Russia at the moment, still mostly from the Middle East. But they're going to have to sit there and take a look at that.
And if you're looking for other places to invest, the dollar is strong against the euro and the yen, Japanese yen.
Yep, and that is all interest rate differential based. That is all interest rate differential based. The U.S. has moved first. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has moved first and has moved aggressively compared to the other countries' central banks that are looking at the same inflation scenarios that we are. So the U.S. is on top of it. The U.S. is ahead of it. I think that's a really good thing. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. It just means that I think we've got a direction and we're moving in that direction. Probably a lot more hills and vales to go through, but at least we know where we're going.
Don, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yep, I would love people to call me on the trading desk anytime at 866-524-8836.
All right, Don, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.